Welcome to Tethered Thoughts with Bossa DeSantos, your daily podcast where I deliver powerful God truths to fuel your success. My name is Bossa DeSantos, your host, and I'm honored to journey with you towards attaining a success mindset. I lead Romans 8:19 Ministries, where we equip Christians to know who they are and what they have in Christ, so they can live audacious and impactful lives. In each bite-sized episode, we'll dive into scriptures which affirm the mindsets which have propelled successful leaders, innovators, and visionaries to the heights they've attained. Join me every weekday for a quick, potent dose of eternal wisdom meets contemporary success. Hello friends and fellow world changers, welcome to today's episode of Tethered Thoughts with Bossa DeSantos. Trust you had an amazing day yesterday. We're on stanza 10 today and our topic is growth through the word. The psalmist expresses his deep gratitude to God for shaping him into who he has become. God's wisdom revealed to him enables him to please God, and he seeks for more of God's light flooding his heart so he can please God even more. The psalmist asks God to make his life an advertisement of God's goodness so that all who see him would glorify God. He's at one with the word of God and delights in doing the will of God. He trusts in the integrity of God's wisdom even when God chastises him. But he asks for God's comfort and tender love during those times when God chastens him. Despite facing oppression from deceitful individuals, he remains devoted to God's word and desires to lead others on the same path. He asks God to make him passionate and wholehearted in fulfilling God's will so he'll never see shame. One invaluable success hack of high achievers is their ability to focus on the things they're grateful for, even in the face of challenges. In a Forbes article, The Secret to Success, Shelley Zalis, the writer, wrote about a teenage entrepreneur, Maxine Marcus, founder of the Ambassadors Company, a teen insights and consulting company who she met, and shared with her how she uses gratitude to help breed success. She said if she was feeling down about work, such as not winning a big client, she'd focus on counting her blessings rather than letting failure consume her. She said she'll think of five things that she was grateful for. And such is what the psalmist is doing here, counting his blessings and desiring for his life to be a blessing to others, regardless of how bad things appear. He was not going to allow anything to keep him down. So what are our takeaways for today? The psalmist recognizes that it's a privilege to be created in the image of God. No other created being could ever lay claim to being the image of God. And so he desires more for God to flood his light with his life, with his light, so he could keep pleasing God even more. Trusting in the integrity of God's wisdom, he understands that only the word of God can sustain him in tough times. The best things we could ever do to repay God, if I may use that, is to live passionately and wholehearted by his wisdom, which would distinguish us such that our lives showcase God's goodness and others are in turn attracted to him. In conclusion, recognizing that we get more of what we focus on, gratitude helps us to rise beyond setbacks and quickly recover. It's the doorway to growth, and God's words are our teacher, helping us to see a different perspective to the ills in this world. Now here's the declaration to make and meditate on throughout today. God's hands shaped me into who I am today. His light floods my heart, instructing me, making me passionate about pleasing him. His word saturates my heart, giving me peace with his counsel. I delight in his word continually. His word teaches me, and I will not be ashamed. as I lead others to Him. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for listening and taking action. I trust this episode has impacted you. Please subscribe so you'll never miss an episode. Also, if you know anyone who could use these truths, please share with them and be sure to rate us on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast. Jesus entrusts us with the responsibility of being salt and light in the world. Both traits are nouns and verbs, who to be and what to do. Romans 8:19 says the world is waiting for us to demonstrate God. So go out and make a difference today, even if it's just one heart at a time. May the grace of God empower you, His wisdom instruct you, and His love secure you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you and God bless. Have a successful day and see you again tomorrow.